You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. Happy to have you along on this Monday, December the 24th. It's 10 minutes past 8 o'clock. Thanks for being with us on this Christmas Eve. We will talk about giving thanks this hour during this season of giving and the gifts of gratitude. What are you grateful for? How do you show your gratitude? What perhaps has someone done for you that you will never forget, that you will be grateful for the rest of your life? And how does your gratitude guide your life? We welcome your thoughts and questions about gratitude for our guest and your stories and your experiences when it comes to being thankful or having someone do something wonderful for you that you will never forget. 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, in Madison, 263-1890, 263-1890. You can also send an email to talk@wpr.org, talk@wpr.org. We wonder how you practice your gratitude. What blocks our feelings of gratitude, and how gratitude can lead us to live better lives. Our guest is MJ Ryan. She is one of the creators of the Random Acts of Kindness series and author of many books, including Attitudes of Gratitude, This Year I Will, The Happiness Makeover, The Power of Patience, The Giving Heart, and many, many others. She is the life coach columnist for Health Magazine and has appeared on many national television broadcasts and radio programs. Her latest book is Giving Thanks, The Gifts of Gratitude. And she joins us by telephone. Good morning.
Hello, Joy. I'm happy to be with you this morning.
I'm very happy that you could join us on this holiday. I was just complaining this weekend because we just had another terrible snowstorm. We've had a snowstorm and then an ice storm and then another snowstorm, and it's just been cold and blowy and blustery, and don't get me started on the ice dams on my roof. And then I started thinking, well, I have a roof.
Exactly.
Yeah. And I can pay for the repairs of the water damage that was caused. And I don't have to really drive anywhere. I don't have to go to the mall yesterday when we're having that snowstorm. Sometimes it is just a matter of attitude, isn't it?
Well, I think, yeah, absolutely. And what I like to think about gratitude is that it's like a flashlight. It's if you went out in the dark in your backyard and you shined a flashlight, there's all kinds of things there, but only what the flashlight is focused on do you actually see, right? Because the rest of it's dark. So that's what our attention is like. And when we put our attention on terrible cold and the ice and what about the driveway and how am I going to, what happens? We feel terrible. When we put our attention on, oh, but I have a roof and I can stay in and I'm so, and I have heat and like I can afford to fix whatever's going on, whatever those things are, we feel better. Mm-hmm. And it's just a matter of where we choose to put our attention, because it's all there. All of those things are true.
Yeah. So do you think that we don't give thanks enough these days?
Well, I think, interestingly enough, I think gratitude over... I first wrote my book, Attitudes of Gratitude, about 10 years ago. And it was after I had been part of the Random Acts of Kindness movement. I really was trying to get happier in my own life, and I helped create this book. And then people flooded us with letters about how these acts of kindness by other people had totally changed their lives, mm-hmm. and that they could remember them. And funny that you asked the question, what did someone do for you that you'll remember forever? Because these people were remembering things that happened 20 years ago to them and 30 years ago. And so I thought, you know what? If this small thing is so powerful, what are the other small qualities that we can cultivate in ourselves that can have equally powerful effects? And that's when I started to practice gratitude and be more conscious about it and pay attention and do reading. When I started doing this, there was very little written. In fact, nothing outside of the religious traditions. There was Buddhist stuff on gratitude and Christian and Jewish, but there wasn't anything that was secular Since then, in this last 10 years, there's been an explosion of understanding and writing and research, actually, about gratitude as part of the positive psychology movement. So I believe that, actually, we're much more aware of the power of gratitude than we've ever been before.
Yeah. I was looking at how do you practice your gratitude?
Me personally?
Yes, uh-huh.
I use it in two ways. And I always say to people, it doesn't matter. You don't have. There's no magic formula about writing it down in a book. But some people do it with a journal. I do it in two ways. One is that every single night when I sit down with my family, we go around the table and we say something we're thankful for. And what I love about that is that it not only brings us into that state of gratitude, but it connects us to one another and whoever is at the table. The other thing I do is I use it when I'm worried. It's just exactly what you just described mm-hmm. about the snowstorm. So when I find myself, oh, no, you know, am I going to make enough money this month? And because I, you know, I work for myself. And am I going to, you know, mm-hmm. is my daughter going to be healthy? Is she going to do okay in school? As soon as I find myself worrying, I immediately say, in this moment, I have shelter. She's okay, like that. Because gratitude brings us right back to the present, and worry is always about the future, even if it's 5 minutes from now.
Yeah. I think I saw that you're suggesting that maybe to get started, we could write down just 10 simple things that we're grateful for every day.
Of course, that's one way to start, mm-hmm. or you can just say them out loud. You don't have to, mm-hmm. there's no magic formula to writing them down. The thing about what you're asking really is that if you're not have a habit of practicing gratitude and you want to start one, it helps to have something that you're doing every day at the same time in the same way, because that is what part of what my new book, This Year I Will, is about, which is that you have to create a pathway in your brain by practicing over and over. So the more that you can make it a routine, the more you can have it tied to something, like in my case, tied to sitting down at the table, then the more you'll be able to actually build the habit.
Yeah. And if we do this, if we practice gratitude, you believe that we will be happier.
Absolutely. As I said, I experientially understood this by paying attention to myself and to my clients, but research has since confirmed that. And so it's fascinating stuff that's come out. One is that the people who practice gratitude end up taking care of themselves better. They go to regular doctor checkups. They even put sunscreen on more regularly mm-hmm. than other people. And, of course, they suppose that the answer is once you start to be grateful, you understand that life is precious and that your life is precious, and so, therefore, you want to take care of yourself so you'll be around to enjoy it more. But the most interesting research and most powerful about the effects has come from a guy named David Snowden, who's really studying Alzheimer's disease. And he looked at a community of nuns in the Midwest. And have you ever?
Yeah, the nun
study. Yeah, the
study.
Nun study. Mm-hmm. And one of the things from the nun study is that when he studied the journals of these women from back when they were in their late teens and early 20s, which was, you know, 40, 50 years, in some cases 60 years before, the people who had the most positive, appreciative entries in the years that they had to keep a journal were more likely to be alive.
Yeah. I'm going to, there's a part of your book where you say, I spent several Christmases recently with a family that loves to give presents. Every year, the floor around the tree was heaped with hundreds of gifts, so many that it took the entire morning to open them all. But despite all that was given and received, I would leave there every year feeling empty and alone. There had been a plethora of presents, but no presence. Talk more about that.
Well, I think that sometimes in this holiday frenzy of mm-hmm. gift giving, we get so caught up in the material exchange, mm-hmm. so to speak, that we forget what the true meaning is, which is, of course, to be connected to one another and to feel our loving and caring for one another. We doesn't really have anything to do with how much stuff we get, obviously, but how we take in what we receive and how we give from our hearts to one another. So have a conversation that matters, or saying, look how beautiful you look today. the family I'm thinking about, you'd come in, they always wanted you there, you'd come in the door, and they'd be sitting around reading the newspapers, and they didn't even, would not even stand up and say, hello, here you are, hooray.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're talking with M.J. Ryan. She is the author of Giving Thanks, The Gifts of Gratitude. And we're talking about gratitude on this day before Christmas during this season of giving and welcoming your thoughts and questions for her. She is one of the creators of the Random Acts of Kindness series. Certainly you've heard of that. Author of many, many books on gratitude and happiness. 1-800-642-1234. How do you practice gratitude? Or do you have a question about practicing gratitude? Is there something that that you are grateful for this year? 1-800-642-1234 and Madison 263-1890. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. Coming up after 9 o'clock, I will be filling in for Kathleen Dunn, so Kathleen can have the holiday off, talking with a guest political analyst about all things political. It's Kathleen's regular Monday feature in her 9 o'clock hour, reviewing the big national political stories of the week, and we will do that after 9 o'clock. Right now, we're talking about gratitude and giving thanks, the gifts of gratitude. How do you show your gratitude? What are you grateful for? What perhaps has someone done for you that you are grateful for? 1-800-642-1234 and Madison 263-1890. Our first caller is Kathy in River Falls. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Joy. Mm-hmm. Fantastic show. Fantastic guest. I have got a story from here in River Falls. It's kind of those that could never happen to me stories. Mm-hmm. I grew up in a great home. I've got two college degrees, was a teacher for a while, worked in retail for a while, and because of a car accident and other health problems, I ended up losing my job. I had to have foot surgery and ended up being notified about a week before Christmas that I was no longer employed. Mm-hmm. And was in total shock. Again, this isn't happening to me. And within 2.5 months, I was evicted and had nowhere to go. And a local couple in River Falls, I get weepy, so please bear with me because this is so beautiful. A local couple in River Falls, Morris and Judy Marsalek, who didn't know me from Adam. Judy is an artist, and they had just gotten her, they have a split-level home, and they had just gotten her lower-level art studio, so it was just the way she always wanted it. And here they came along, and through some folks at the local church, St. Bridget Parish in River Falls, they found out about my situation and packed up all her canvas and all her supplies and made that room my home, along with three cats and a dog, for 6 months till I got back on my feet. I am so grateful. And the pastor at our local church, Jerry Harris, has really, without them, I don't think I'd be alive today. And it's just one of, to me, they really live out the meaning of their beliefs to love your neighbor as yourself. And I've shared this story with a lot of other people. And I always get weepy because it's such a great, really, Christmas story.
Yeah, it is.
And I'm really, I struggle now financially and physically and emotionally, but I think I'm probably one of the wealthiest people in terms of gratitude and just spiritual wellness. I love those people. I would do anything for them.
That's a wonderful story,
Kathy. That's my story.
Yeah. Are you still in touch with the with the couple?
Oh, I am, and I actually joined that parish. And this is, it's been 8 years. And I'm a happy member of St. Bridget's, and I can't pay it forward, as they say, in the same way they can. I don't have the resources, but in little ways that I can give and share with other people, I try to do that.
Absolutely. Thank you, Kathy. Your story is your gift. Your story is your gift because it inspires, hopefully, other people to understand something really important, which is that gratitude and generosity are two parts, I believe, of the same thing. We need givers and receivers. Gratitude is like the in-breath, which mm-hmm. is recognizing the fullness that you have, and then from that fullness wanting to give back, which is the exhale, the out-breath, and that's we need to have people on both sides of that. If we just inhaled, we would be too full. If we only exhaled, we would be hyperventilating. So you are part of the natural cycle of, into my mind, of being alive as a human being, which is the being part of both the giving, the great giving, and the great receiving. So thank you.
Thank you so much, Kathy. And MJ, that was a wonderful way to put it, that her story is her gift and her way of paying it forward.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And I have a story for Kathy, too, which is that one day I got an email from a guy who said, can I buy some of your books at wholesale prices? I want to give them away. And he had created a charity, and I said, well, why don't I give you some? I don't want to, I'll just give them to you. So he said, thank you very much. And he had then emailed me, what's your address? So I sent him my address. And about a month later, I'd totally forgotten this thing. And I got in the mail a letter from him, which was about his charity. And the inside was a rock, a stone.
Hmm.
And the story was this. He had started a charity where I live in California. And in California, kids who were in the foster system, The day they turn 18, they're turned loose. So you've been fed and you got clothes and shelter, and then you turn 18 and you're on your own. And he had decided to start a charity that would offer transitions for these kids to help them understand how to take care of themselves and be prepared to live in the world without help. And he had been inspired to do this by meeting a young woman named Lauren. And Lauren was about to turn 18, and she had moved. She had been in 10 foster homes in 10 years. All that she possessed was in one black plastic trash bag. And she would go from place to place, and she was the happiest person he had ever met in his life. And he asked her, how could you be so happy given your circumstances? And she said it was because one of the places she had lived was with Mama Jean. And Mama Jean had taught her to give thanks and that the more that we appreciate what we have, the happier we'll be in our lives. And to help her remember, she had given her a stone and told her to put it in her pocket. And every single time she felt it during the day, she was to stop and count her blessings. And so she had been doing that since she was 10 years old, and that's why she was so happy. And so now, whenever I go and speak publicly about gratitude, everybody gets a stone for them.
Oh, there we go. All right. Well, along those lines, Teresa in Menasha, hi.
Hi. I'm really enjoying your show this morning. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
I love the rock idea, and that actually leads me into the question. I have a 1.5-year-old, and I'm looking for some ideas on how to raise him to be thankful and to show gratitude in his heart. And I'm definitely going to do the rock thing for myself and him when he gets a little older.
Yeah.
But what can I start with now as being a toddler? And I'll take my suggestions off the air. Thank you so much.
Thank you for your mm-hmm. for your question. 1.5 is still probably a little too little for some of these ideas, but my daughter was maybe about 2 when we started the dinner tradition, and she didn't have a whole lot of words. She had been in an orphanage and was delayed in her speech, but I would say to her, Anna, what are you thankful for today? And she would take her little finger and she'd point to everybody at the table.
Aww.
So you can do it very young, and the more that he gets able to talk, you can also do a wonderful bedtime ritual. So there's 2 questions you can ask him. What's one thing you are thankful for today? And you can model it by saying, I'm thankful that we got to have chocolate ice cream or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then he gets to go. And then a really important question for our children, what's one thing you're thankful about yourself? Because I think that part of what we really need to teach ourselves and our children is appreciation of our own unique and precious qualities, that I'm kind, that I didn't hit my brother, that I, you know, lent my toy, whatever it is, help incline your child's mind towards what did you do right today? What did you do well today? Those are all aspects to be able to appreciate oneself.
Our guest is MJ Ryan. You may know her as one of the creators of the Random Acts of Kindness series, author of many different books. We are talking about her new book, Giving Thanks, The Gifts of Gratitude, about how gratitude creates happiness and how we can practice gratitude. 1-800-642-1234. How do you practice gratitude? What are you grateful for? Is there something that maybe you'd like to publicly acknowledge, a thank you to someone who did something for you that you will never forget, that you will be grateful for? 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Please include your first name and your community with your email. We go now to Terry in Sturgeon Bay. Hi, Terry. You're on the air.
Hello. How are you today?
Very good. Thanks for calling.
Good. Just a quick question. We're dealing with my husband's father is dying of cancer. And any ideas on how to stay thankful over this holiday season? And I can take my comments off the air.
Oh, boy. That just brings a tear to my eye because I, you know, anyway, MJ Ryan.
Well, I think that what's really important to understand, I believe, about gratitude is that it's not an either-or situation. Of course you're sad. Of course it's difficult. Of course you're grieving. And what can you still enjoy?
Mm-hmm.
What can you still appreciate? So it's about recognizing of and feeling your difficult feelings and then saying, and what is it that we can really enjoy and appreciate? I learned that from my father when he was dying. He was in the hospital about maybe 2 weeks before his death. He was dying of emphysema. Every breath was a struggle. He had been this huge, giant, 6'2" doctor, and suddenly he was down to like 125-pound skeleton.
Mm-hmm.
And I was sitting next to him in his bed, and he said, he just looked so sick. He was suffering so much. I finally just blurted out, "Dad, is your life still worth living?"
Oh.
And he said to me, these are his exact words, he said, "I like to watch the ball game on TV. I like to read the comics in the newspaper. Sometimes it's easier to take a breath than others. My life is good."
Yeah.
And from that I learned that no matter what our circumstances, we can always shine that flashlight on what is still enjoyable, what we still can appreciate, and feel at least a little bit better.
Yeah.
And let me give you the science, at least as we enter understanding, behind why we feel better. Why we feel better. It turns out that when we think thoughts of generosity, gratitude, hopefulness, optimism, any of the what we would call the positive emotions, we activate the part of our brain that floods our body with the feel-good hormones.
Mm-hmm.
And when we think thoughts of worry, anger, pessimism, gloom, and doom, we activate a part of our brains that floods our body with the stress hormones.
Mm-hmm.
So literally, we're bathing ourselves in these hormones with our every thought. And so that's how come we can make ourselves feel a little bit better, even in a very challenging situation.
Yeah, our very best to you, Terry. Thank you very much for calling in. Along those same lines, some people might think there are a lot of really, really horrible things happening, you know, in the world and with our economy and, foreclosures on people and wars in different parts of the world. There's not a whole lot out there to be thankful for. What do you say to someone like that who sees a lot of trouble spots all over the world?
I say absolutely those things are no question true. I don't think practicing gratitude is about being Pollyanna.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about ignoring those things. It's not about saying those things don't exist. It's saying yes, and when we are in a state of appreciation for what is good, we have more optimism, and therefore we have more capacity to actually come up with creative solutions and to not only find the good but seek the good and find answers that can that can create a better situation. One of the things they've discovered about the brain is that if it gets too stressed out, we cut off our capacity to think creatively. And so therefore, the more upset we are, the less intellectual capacity we actually have. So we think that we should feel bad, but actually feeling good will allow us to come up with better solutions.
Mm-hmm. Mary in Madison is with us. Hi, Mary.
Hi. Hmm. I just wanted to be, I guess it's a little, very different. I have adoptive children.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was a teenager, I had given a baby up for adoption. I guess I've kind of gone full circle in life. Mm-hmm. And recently, my birth daughter had been searching for 14 years and found me.
Oh, boy.
And I am so grateful for all my children. And I'm very grateful, I have to say, for my birth daughter's adoptive parents, because I have not met her. She lives in another country. She seems to be just the most delightful, wonderful, happy human being. And I am so grateful to her adoptive parents, because they seem to have been what I hope I am to my adopted children.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Are you planning on being in touch at all, Mary, with them?
Yes, we actually have been communicating by mail and email and have sent pictures back and forth, and I'm hoping to go and visit in the spring. And my children, my adoptive children, this has all been shared with everyone. My children are 9 and 13, and we're hoping that my husband and my two children and I will all go to meet her in the spring.
Well, you have a lot.
And I also have I'm a grandmother, and I didn't know it.
Wow. A lot to be thankful for, huh, Mary?
Oh, it's an incredible gift. It's an incredible gift.
Yeah.
And she just is such a happy young woman.
Yeah. And MJ Ryan, what do you think?
Well, thank you, Mary, for sharing your story. And one of the things is that the generosity of your spirit, not being feeling like clutching or clinging, has allowed you to really experience the full interconnection of the whole experience, right? You gave up a child for adoption. You adopted children. Now, I mean, it's like the entire pieces of the story are all coming together. And part of why they're coming together, it seems to me, is because of your generosity of spirit.
Our guest is MJ Ryan. We're talking about her book, Giving Thanks, The Gifts of Gratitude, talking about what we're grateful for and how we can practice gratitude and why we should practice gratitude. It's better for us. We can talk some about what blocks the feelings of gratitude and how we can practice gratitude on a daily basis, and wondering if you do this. Do you keep track of things to be grateful for? Do you practice gratitude? You want to give a public shout out to someone, some sort of thank you. What are you grateful for, or what has someone done for you that you are grateful for? We welcome your thoughts and questions for our guest on this Christmas Eve, this season of giving, talking about giving thanks. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine, hoping you'll stay tuned. Coming up after 9 o'clock, it's All Things Political. Every Monday during the 9 o'clock hour, Kathleen Dunn and her guest will recap all the major news from usually Washington, D.C. Today, Kathleen is off, so I'll be doing it, talking with Ed Miller, professor of political science at UW-Stevens Point, about all things political, some of the biggest developments in national politics in the past week. Right now, we're talking about giving thanks. And I'm hoping that we will hear from you about what you are grateful for. What are you grateful for? 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Or send an email to talk@wpr.org. What perhaps has someone done for you that you would like to say thank you for? Do you practice gratitude on a regular basis? Do you believe gratitude creates happiness? MJ Ryan does. She is the author of many, many books on happiness and gratitude, and one of the co-creators of the Random Acts of Kindness series. Before we go back to the phones, MJ, I was just seeing a story that reminded me of the Random Acts of Kindness series in the news the other day, and apparently it's catching on in different cities where people are going through drive-thrus at coffee shops like Starbucks and then paying for the next person's order. Have you heard about that?
Not at a coffee shop, so that's great, of course. It's just like toll booths. You can do it. Oh, that's great. That's wonderful. Isn't it great to be both the giver and the receiver of such things?
Exactly. You're not you know, you get the free latte, but then you have to dish out for the person behind you. But that's okay.
You get the uplift on either side of the experience. The person doing it feels great because they're thinking, oh, how great this is going to be, surprise this person randomly. And then the person who receives it also gets to feel, wow, this stranger did a kind thing. And so it's really an amazing uplift we get from these very, very small acts that we can take and receive.
Yeah. So how important is it for us not only to maybe make a mental list of I'm thankful that I have a roof over my head, but just to say thank you?
Oh, I absolutely think that this is one of the crucial aspects of practicing gratitude, is to recognize, in fact, what we are receiving from the human beings around us all the time. I think the thing that I think that has made my relationship with my husband as good as it has been over the last 10 years or so is because I learned this finally. It was like I used to take it completely for granted. Of course he's taking out the trash. Of course he's went under the house yesterday to hook up the water to the refrigerator. You know, it's like, but when then I think, wait a minute. Every single thing we're receiving from one another is a gift. And the more that I say, thank you, sweetheart, I really appreciate it and mean it, then the more connected we feel, the more love I experience, and the nicer he is back to me.
Yeah. Lori in Franklin is next. Hi, Lori.
Hi. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
I just wanted to tell you that I had an opportunity to go to, well, I live in Franklin, and I don't know, I'm 72 years old now. There have been losses and things which make me sad at this time of year. But I went to this inner city church. I was invited to be a part of this event, which Repairs of the Breach combined with the All Saints Choir, which is, oh boy, I don't know how to describe it. It's just beautiful. They decided to have a program in which they combined the choirs and sang together, nothing else. And I wish you'd have heard them. The talent, the beauty, the hope, it was wonderful. And I found myself tearing up and was singing along best I could.
Yeah, just we can be thankful for the talents of others, MJ Ryan.
Oh, that's beautiful, yes. The trick is just to notice and appreciate. That's it. There's so many miracles around us every single day. And here you were able to really, really appreciate the wonderful voices and the songs at this time of the year. And that's what this practice is all about. It's really a practice of appreciation.
Yeah. Thank you, Lori. Doug in Decorah. Hi, Doug.
Hi. I guess what I'm thankful for, I just returned from Burma recently, and after being there, it makes you really thankful for all the freedom we have here in the U.S.
Oh, yeah?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So sometimes it's in situations where we notice whatever it is that's lacking, then we become more aware of it. Otherwise, we're like a fish in water. We don't even know that we're in water. Mm-hmm. A fish doesn't know it until it gets out of water, and then it's going,
mm-hmm.
Yes.
Right.
Thank you very much, Doug. Next, we go to Lou in Kenosha. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I told your producer that I'm thankful for public radio for working today, and Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas.
I told him too. I'm so thankful that I've been able to live a bit of the American dream, where I was raised poor, and now I have a comfortable home, and I'm able to give to the poor and to help the poor. I stopped yesterday at new warming center for homeless people, and left off a Christmas turkey and some other things. And I want to go back there. That was my first time. I want to go back there to help some of those people get jobs, get off the street, and experience the American dream.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you very
Amen.
Much.
Amen.
Yeah. And thank you for your kind words about Wisconsin Public Radio. We're happy to be here. Marilyn in Madison. Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, I am also grateful for Wisconsin Public Radio. Thank you all for being there. Well, I am grateful because I worked for years and was given a pension, and I am so grateful for that pension because I could retire at 62 and babysit for my young grandson, and that is very rewarding. But in return, my daughter, who works as a doctor, maybe taking care of the people who gave me a pension.
Mm.
So it does come around.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Marilyn. Dick in La Crosse. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. I was listening to the earlier part of the program, but what I'm thankful for is grandchildren. It's the neatest thing in the world. You can't believe it until it happens to you. But another thing I like to do, this random acts of kindness thing, I like to just go into a restaurant that's got soldiers in there, not that I agree with the war, but just buy their lunch and leave.
Oh.
You know, just tell the waitress to take care of it, and that gives me a charge.
How wonderful.
And once a year I like to go to a foreign country and do eye care, so those are the things I do.
Mm. Well,
Good for you, Dick.
That's so wonderful. What's so incredible about these things is even hearing about other people doing them has the effect of making us feel better, doesn't it, Joy?
It does. It does. Now, why do we want to do something like what Dick just suggested, buy lunch for a soldier?
Well, I think that all of us have so much to offer, and some of us that's money, but others of us it could be our attention, it can be our listening, our not getting angry. I mean, there's a million different ways that we can give, but I think we're all meant to be givers and receivers, and that each and every one of us has unique talents and gifts. He mentioned doing eye care, obviously has some kind of training that has to do with that. So what do we have to offer one another? I was trying to explain to my daughter, who's now 11, we were out buying, we always go out and buy toys and do the Toys for Tots thing. I always have my children do that. And I was trying to explain to her, well, why do we do it this time of the year? And why don't we help people all the time? And so I was explaining to her the things that I do to help people throughout the year. But I'm hoping perhaps as we're hearing these stories that each of us get inspired not only to give this time of the year, but what is ours to give all year round, that we can give from the overflow of our hearts so it doesn't feel hard or difficult.
Yeah. We're talking about giving thanks, the gifts of gratitude. That's the name of the book by M.J. Ryan, our guest this hour. And we're welcoming your stories about how you give or practice gratitude. 1-800-642-1234 or what you are grateful for. 1-800-642-1234. Jan in Janesville. Hi, you're on the air.
I'm calling for my husband because right now he's out doing his kindnesses.
Okay.
He lost both his parents before he was at the age of 16, and he had to quit school and work as a grocery boy. And the principal of our high school came to him and said, I will get you classes from the UW so you can catch up with your class and graduate. He had to live in a boarding house, and the lady that was there made sure he was fed and made sure that he was home at a certain time, just like a mother would be, and the people he worked for would invite him to supper, and he was given so many things that he had to learn to be a plumber, an electrician, a car repairman, a maintenance man, a yard care man, and all the people who have lost husbands and all the people around in his neighborhood really appreciate him because he mows lawns, he does, if they call, his new name is Will You. When the phone rings and they say, Will You, He's right there for him, whether it be to fix a toilet leak, whether it be to check on the electricity, which is going wrong. But
what a gem, my thankful guest. Yeah, and does he fix your toilet too, Jim?
Oh, yes, he sure does. He one time said, if I go first, what will you do with the money? And I said, I'll pay a repairman, a car repairman, a lawn maintenance man, a plumber, an electrician. But he doesn't give random acts of kindness. He is a kindness.
Oh, how wonderful. How wonderful that it is that you get to have this wonderful person as your spouse.
Yeah. That is, Jan, thank you very much for the call. I was just thinking about, you live in Northern California?
Yeah, I live outside of San Francisco.
Yeah, so you're not used to snowstorms and ice storms and the like.
I grew up in the East, so I am.
Okay. It seems to bring out the best in people. That is the one thing about these awful storms is that when you... if you slide off the road, someone's there to help you. If you need help shoveling, someone's there to help you. So it does seem to be that sometimes adversity can bring out the best in people, can it?
I think that's yes. Mm-hmm. So here our equivalent of that is fires and floods,
yeah,
and earthquakes and whatever they are, hurricanes. Mm-hmm. You know, there's lots of stories from Katrina as well. I think that difficulties do bring out the best in we human beings. We look around and realize, oh, yes, life is precious, and we're connected to these other human beings around us. The trick is to feel and remember that connection, like the last caller's husband, on a day-to-day basis. That's the harder practice.
Yeah. Janet, thanks again for the call. Look at this. I didn't even see this. Julie in Manitowoc got helped out recently in these storms, Julie.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Speaking of snowstorms, I was driving my 3- and 4-year-old to daycare one day, and in the snow, the roads were slippery and icy, and I was using the opportunity to talk about, you know, snow means slow. And we were spelling the words and talking about how they rhyme, and all of a sudden, Mommy was driving a little too fast, apparently.
We ended up
in a snowbank.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
But these two wonderful women jumped out of their cars, jumped into the snowbank, and pushed us out. So we weren't late or anything. And I just wanted to, you know, publicly say thank you. Because I don't know who they are. The one woman I did see at my church, so I was able to thank her. But we do have a random acts of kindness column in our paper, so I think I'll write in and say thank you.
That's great. One of the things I've got to say about is that, you know, when we did the random acts of kindness stuff and we got these floods of emails and letters and postcards, the majority were from the Midwest. There's something about you Midwesterners, particularly Wisconsin, that you have big hearts.
That's right.
You have big hearts, and we always sold the most books of these heartful topics in the Midwest as well.
Isn't that something?
Yeah, right? So I think you need all to be grateful for yourselves for really having that community spirit.
And you mentioned that it is important to really thank yourself sometimes, too.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I think that appreciating ourselves is actually one of the most difficult things we have in this country, because we're so focused on what's wrong with us. We weigh too much, our teeth aren't white enough, we're not young enough, our skin is saggy, whatever the thousands of things that we notice that's wrong about ourselves. We've got to do a counter practice. Every time you notice something wrong, notice something right, too.
Yeah, good idea. Diane and Madison, hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I just want to say this. For a good portion of my life, I was homeless. And I just want to be grateful to all the people, the doctors, the psychiatrists, and everybody who got me into my own first apartment. I've been here 10 years now, doing very well, healthy, happy. I have so much joy in my heart, I don't know what to do with it all. I now have a roof over my head, heat in my house, food on the table, clothes on my back, and for the first time in years, this Christmas Eve, I will be spending Christmas Eve with my three children. One is coming from California, two are coming from Columbus, Georgia, and my daughter's picking me up from up north, and we are going to have a great, great Christmas. Mm. No gift exchanging, nothing. We established that. We're just going to be with each other.
Well, what a wonderful present that will be. Diane, thank you so much.
What Diane's story and so many of these other stories remind us, I hope, every single person who's listening, that we can make a difference. Our actions do have effects. Look at this. All these people telling stories about kindnesses that other human beings did that made a huge difference. Anything from getting out of a snowstorm to being able to stop being homeless. We can help, and we can make a difference.
Yeah. Try to get a couple more calls in. Steve in Fish Creek. Hi, Steve.
Happy holidays, Joy.
Yes, Merry Christmas.
I want to take this little bit short minute to thank you personally and everyone else at Public Radio for putting up with all of us who come at you with such passionate viewpoints, and you're able to maintain an even keel and weather through it.
Well, we love it, Steve. We love it. Thank you for calling and listening.
The main thing I want to let you know, though, is that I also work for a nonpartisan organization called Operation Welcome Homes that actually does give vacations to troops returning from Iraq or Afghanistan. And anyone who wants to contribute to help that is welcome to. But also, these vacations are free, and they also often include meals and gifts. And
what a neat
they're
idea.
Mostly centered in Door County, but you can find out at Operation Welcome Homes, plural, with an S on the end.
OperationWelcomeHomes.org. And Door County is a great place to vacation,
yeah,
Steve. So thank
you.
I love it there. Well, that's very nice. Yes, MJ?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, and one more. Dennis in Sussex. Hi, Dennis.
How you doing this morning?
Very good.
Hey, I just wanted to say one of the things I do every year on Christmas Eve is to give myself a kick. I'm selfish in that matter, but I've been blessed to be healthy, and I'm 52 years old, and I donate platelets every year.
That's right. There's a Christmas Eve blood drive in many, many cities in Wisconsin, MJ Ryan. What a wonderful gift, huh?
How fabulous, yes. The gift of life.
It sure makes me feel good, and it's my small way of being charitable.
Yeah, and he admitted it, and it's true. It gives us a kick to do that, right, MJ?
Absolutely, yes. The giver and the receiver gets the glory.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate all of your books and all of your work on this issue, MJ Ryan. It does make the world a better place, I think. Thanks very much.
Oh, my pleasure, and thank you for having me on.
MJ,
and happy holidays to everyone.
Happy holidays. Happy New Year. MJ Ryan, one of the creators of the Random Acts of Kindness series, author of many, many books, including Attitudes of Gratitude, The Happiness Makeover, The Power of Patience, Trusting Yourself, The Giving Heart, and This Year I Will, How to Keep Our New Year's Resolutions. Her book that we were talking about, Giving Thanks, The Gifts of Gratitude. Thanks to Carmen Jackson, who produced this program. Thanks to Leo Duran for on-air production. Thank you for listening and for calling in. I hope you stay tuned. There's much more to come. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.